Hello, this is Earl Netwall on behalf of homestagingbusinesstips.com/blog and microbusinessspecialist.com/blog. Today's podcast is Beyond Squeedoo, getting some hub page juice. In my last posting, I spent some time describing Squeedoo.com and how useful it can be as a source of quality backlinks to your site. Squeedoo offers you the opportunity to create your own backlinks that you can custom design. By that, I'm referring to your ability to use anchor text that uses precisely the keyword phrase you want to rank for, and the ability to direct that link to a specific page on your website. Since Squeedoo is free to use, there's no reason why you can't create multiple lenses and add additional links to your site. From a search engine optimization standpoint, it makes sense to have multiple short lenses rather than one long comprehensive one. So if a home stager wants to create a lens about staging a bedroom, and another about staging a living room, and a third on outdoor landscaping, you now have three different sources from which you can send links back to your website. Within each lens, you want to include a couple anchor text links to various pages on your site. Part of the power of Squeedoo comes from its internal grouping system. You will want to join the relevant groups within Squeedoo for whatever your lens is about. If you are a potter, you want to sign up your lens with the various pottery groups on Squeedoo. The effect is that the search engines sense that you're coming not just from a vast array of Squeedoo lenses on all kinds of different topics, but from groups of various related topics within Squeedoo, which provides the relevancy of the Google juice that you're getting when you put a lens on Squeedoo that results in the relatively high page rank impact that a lens from Squeedoo provides. It's this association with similar lenses that adds the oomph and the value to this type of a backlink that makes it different than many other resources. A similar site to Squeedoo are the Hub Pages site. Go to www.hubpages.com and set up an account there and jump right in. The setup is different but very similar to Squeedoo. You'll need to create a title of 120 characters or less, which becomes part of your URL. Just as with Squeedoo, you want it to consist of the keywords you want your website to rank for. So if you're following my advice on using geographical keywords, you might want to name your site Cincinnati Dry Cleaning if you're a dry cleaner in Cincinnati. Just like Squeedoo, you want to create anchor text in your hub pages. You can use much of the same material in your hub pages as you use in your Squeedoo page. Just make sure that you rearrange it and recast it so that it is unique and distinctly different from the material you have on your Squeedoo page. But it could be basically the same story. Just style the middle first and then the end and, you know, rearrange the wording. Make it unique. Now, while you'll be including links to various pages to your website, you also want to create some links from your hub page site to your Squeedoo pages. And that's why we talked about Squeedoo first. Remember last week when we talked about link juice? Hub pages have a little less link juice than Squeedoo, but they're still a highly ranked site, just not quite as big. Your link from Hub Pages pours link juice into your Squeedoo lens. This link juice accumulates there, kind of, and is ultimately passed from your Squeedoo lens to your website through your anchor text. It's important that you maintain the one-way nature of this linking. As we discussed last week, if you reciprocate links, meaning that they're going from one to the other and back again, the link juice cancels each other out. So for my purposes, when I'm creating hub pages and Squeedoo pages to support my websites, what I do is I first set up a Squeedoo page, then I set up the hub page and link my hub page to the Squeedoo page, but never vice versa. Want to maintain that one-way route. Since I have many different niches, I just use this as my standard rule. Now, there's nothing that says you couldn't create a hub page and have that link to your website and go to Squeedoo and have your Squeedoo go to hub pages and hub pages to your website. I'm just suggesting that you create a rule and live with it henceforward to avoid any potential problems. Now, keep in mind that this also means you cannot link from your website back to your Squeedoo page or to your hub page. If you go hub page to Squeedoo to your website and then link from your website to the hub page, you've created a circle and all your links go for naught. So don't make that mistake. Now that's it for today on how to use hub pages to provide additional juice to support both your website directly and to flow juice through your Squeedoo page and to support your website. It's a powerful combination and one that merits just a little bit extra work. These are free sites. There's no reason not to do it. I've got a couple other tidbits I want to mention today. I have been busy lately, which is one reason why this podcast is a week later than the last one. I've been doing a lot of different things, one of which is these analyses of people's websites. You may recall, I've been doing an assessment I call a WART assessment of the on-page status of people's websites, and it's been working out pretty well. They take me a little bit of work on the front end, then I spend about 20 minutes on the phone with people. Usually it goes maybe a little bit longer than that, and most people found this to be very useful in getting an insight of what tweaks they need to do to their on-page SEO factors. Now, what I've decided to do is I can only budget about four of those a week into my schedule, and so I just want to mention that. If you're interested, you can get full details on it by going to http://cli.gs/7g1z r. That's a CLIG link, and harder to explain over the phone, so I'm going to go over the podcast. I'll do it one more time. It's http://lowercase/7g1z r. In addition to maintaining your website and getting it set up for search engines, the most powerful thing you can do for yourself is to blog from your own WordPress blog. WordPress blogs are easy to use and free, but they can be very bewildering because there's so many options in terms of themes, plugins, widgets, and settings. I've learned a lot about blogging from Mike Patzold, who is a master blogger. He just released a new how-to ebook and video series just last night, which is really worthwhile. He's offering it $20 off for the next couple days I think until Saturday. So if you're hearing this on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, make sure you go to his website. I've got another one of these Klig-type URLs, so make sure you got your pencil handy. It is http://cli.lowercase gs/mv5hd. Again, that's http://cli.gs/mv, the number 5, uppercase W, lowercase HD. What Mike does in this product is give you both an ebook and a series of videos that will walk you step by step through the entire process of setting up your blog for the first time. And if you've already got a blog, the most valuable thing to me is that he goes through the plugins and the settings that he uses on all of his blogs. This is valuable information. There's thousands of plugins out there. You want to know which ones to use and how to fit the settings so that you get the optimum value out of your blog. Highly recommend that you take advantage of this. I've been following Mike and his blog on for some time. Very useful, very knowledgeable fellow. You can't go wrong on this. It costs a little bit, but let me tell you, it's worth it. So this is Earl Netwall, the Micro Business Specialist, on behalf of my microbusinessspecialist.com/blog and my homestagingbusinesstips.com/blog. Wishing you a great day. Next time, we're going to talk a little bit about the power of article marketing and why it's got an exponential oomph to it that makes it even more powerful than Squeedoo and HubPages. But even though there is more power coming, Squeedoo and HubPages are quicker acting, and I encourage you to set up your Squeedoo pages and HubPages as soon as you can. Have a great night.